It is time to talk about a serious subject. Went from lighthearted with Kevin McDougall. This one's a serious subject. The Sturtevant Police Department is going through a little bit of turmoil right now. And with me to talk about that are two gentlemen, officer and president of the Sturtevant Professional Police Association is Brent McCoy, the vice president of the organization, officer Matt Bagansky.
Bagansky.
I said that right. You guys get real close to that mic. I want to hear every word you have to say. I don't want to miss one syllable. When did this all come down? First of all, before we do that, what is being proposed is to disband the Sturtevant Police Department and have the Racine Sheriff's Department take over whatever the Sturtevant Police Department was going to do. When did this all, when did you get knowledge of this?
At a board meeting probably about 3 weeks ago, and there was a lot of surprise to that. The current interim chief didn't have any idea that this was going on. The village president had no clue during the meeting. A couple of sheriff's department, the sheriff himself, and then another sheriff employee came in and kind of surprised everyone except for a couple members of the village board. And a couple of days later, we got an email from our village administrator saying that they were looking at outside employment. Up until this point, there had been no discussions that this was going to go on, that this was in talks. And we're actually in the process right now of officers were looking forward to having a new chief hired because our prior chief retired back in June 3rd. And so we were looking forward to, you know, getting a fresh face in office and looking to build that department and continue the growth with the community during that time. And then this news was dropped on us unexpectedly after no conversations beforehand.
Well, how did they keep it a secret?
It's a good question.
Usually everything leaks out when it's, when deals with the public, but there were no leaks.
Yeah, there was no leaks with this. It kind of just came out of nowhere with it. I had heard no discussions from any other departments around Racine County. I work with a lot of them from Racine, Kenosha, Walworth counties. And during this time, you know, with my employment through Gateway and stuff, that through the academy at Gateway, there had been nothing had come up with this. And usually, like you said, something leaks with this because this is a big change for any department that you're going through. The village of Waterford just went through this and that got out pretty quickly. So I think there was some, you know, some discussions that were had behind closed doors with this and some contacts were made. That's the only logical reason that we can think where this happened, because there had been no discussions on any prior board meetings over the past several months leading up to this that would indicate that this change was coming.
How did the rank and file feel about this when they first heard it?
Yeah, we're pretty shocked. You know, it's something new. I mean, it's just hearing that news, just all of us are just kind of in shock on what's going on.
Now, what happens to the Sturtevant police officers?
Yeah, so Sturtevant PD officers, they have an opportunity to interview with what other agency right now. It's the Racine County Sheriff's Department that is looking to come in and has actually provided a contract, I've been told, to the village themselves. But with the officers, nothing is guaranteed, right? The only thing that is promised is that you'll get an opportunity to interview if you choose to apply with that, but they don't have to hire you through that process. So luckily, you know, for us, we had some protections from our past union contracts that we had put in there that some officers have for about 6 months with that if they do get let go. But nothing is promised as far as you're going to get hired on by the Racine County Sheriff's Department or any other agency that takes you over with that. So
And some of these people have many years in.
Yeah, we have officers that range from 22, 23 years of experience to officers that just started within the past year. Most of our officers average probably 5+ years of experience. And with that is you got community knowledge that they've gained, the training that they've put in. You know, we get hours and hours every year of additional training that these officers go through, and to lose that and to lose that connection that these officers have gained with the village is unfortunate.
So what's the reaction though? Shock?
Yeah. Everyone, you know, initially we were shocked, and then there was a lot of worry and skepticism that came around the officers around here. But I think, you know, through a good planning and discussions that Matt and I and Andrew Wagner with the Wisconsin Professional Police Association have had with them, we've tried to kind of, you know, take it away from the shock aspect to more of a, well, let's work through this. Nothing's been made official yet, but we can tell they're heading down that route. That's very clear on the actions that they've taken as far as the board has taken.
By the way, what's the date of this they want to do this on?
They have not given us a date yet. And the fact that it all happened so very quickly is a little surprising to us. The fact that the first board meeting that they had, I believe it was the second Tuesday in July that they had this board meeting, they already had a contract in hand. So you can read behind the lines and read into that if you want on what that means. But I don't know of any change like this that has happened where there hasn't been some public comment period or some input from the public beforehand, except for ours. And there has been no public input until it was first brought up that they were talking about this in the closed session.
We're talking to two officers from the Sturtevant Professional Police Association. Brent McCoy is the president of the association. Matt Baginski. Saying that right, Matt?
Yes.
Baginski.
Right.
There's no R in there, is
Baginski,
there?
Yes.
Baginski?
Baginski.
Baginski. Why did I put an R in there? Why did I do that? It's an I. Okay, Baginski.
Yes.
Okay. Can't read my own. And you're the vice president of the organization. We're talking about the Sturtevant Police Department. They want to disband it and have the Racine County Sheriff's Department take over all operations, so there won't be a Sturtevant Police Department anymore. It'll be the County Sheriff's Department actually handling all the emergencies and police actions in Sturtevant. Recap, in case you're just joining, you were saying you were just notified at a board meeting.
Yeah.
What was it, last week?
The second week in July. So it's like July 9th, somewhere around there. So,
yeah. And it's kind of shocking because you didn't see it coming.
Yeah, I had no clue that this was even on the radar.
But do you see any pluses in this at all? If you don't, we'll go right to the minuses.
You know, I mean, the village claims that there's a money aspect saving to this. The numbers that we have heard range from anything between, you know, this is me giving the village side a little bit of credit here, between $3 to $4 million over 5 years. But with that, no numbers have been provided to us on where that savings is coming from and how they're getting that savings. There has been no discussions about, you know, what's going to happen to the building, the equipment, the officers, you know, severance packages or anything like that, or insurance or stuff like that after they leave. So we don't know as a union, you know, and this, not more important than the union, is the citizens of Sturtevant, right? They're the ones that are going to end up having to deal with this.
Well, how do they feel about it? Have you gotten a feel, a vibe from the people in the community?
Yeah, over the past couple of weeks, right? We've been out, a lot of people, family members and other community members have come forward. They're shocked by this too. They don't understand why. They don't understand the whole money issue, budget issue, because they have never heard of a budget issue in Sturtevant, as far as we're aware. I don't think you've ever heard of anything, Matt, about it. And it's surprising. They want, from talking, probably 95% of the people that we talk to are supportive. They want their own local police department.
All right, some of the downside to this is what?
Yeah, so from the downsides, right, you're losing officers that are invested in your community, right? We are officers that live in the community. We have been there for years. Like I said earlier, we've got officers that have been there for 20-plus years. They know the neighbors. They know the people that are there. They know what cars are supposed to be in the driveway and all of that. They have built those relationships. When you change and go to a county agency, for an example, or any outside agency, there's no guarantee that those officers are going to be the same officers that are going to show up to your house. So, for example, like I've been on day shift now for 5-plus years. Matt's been on third shift. People know who Matt and I are just because of we've been there for so long. We know we've built that relationship with those people.
Yeah, it's, you know, the big thing is just communication. A lot, going door to door, we've got some flyers we've been passing out. And I'd say 90-95% of the people that we've come in contact with, that we've talked to, just don't know anything about this. This has been very little information that we've been provided, or the community has been provided, with what exactly is going on. And I think it was, that second meeting in July, or maybe a third meeting in July. We know that there's a contract that they'd hold up and they spoke about, and nobody's seen it. So we don't know what's going on. And that's kind of what we want to get, is more communication between us, the village, and the public.
If anybody wants to know what it feels like, if you worked for a company and somebody bought it, or there was a takeover, and you didn't know what was going on. Do I have my job? What can I transfer? What's going to happen to my insurance? You don't know these things. And it's kind of scary if you're a young family with a whole future ahead of you. I mean, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, you know, it is.
Now, is this happening a lot across America?
I think it's starting to pick up a little more in Wisconsin. At least there's a couple agencies. I believe like Kimberly is going through the same thing with combined locks and all that. There was another agency up north that that went through it. And the village of Waterford just tried to go through this recently, within the past 6 months, 7 months. They had contracted services out. They agreed to contract services out with Racine County Sheriff's Department, but that fell through for some reason with that. And there's multiple rumors out there on why that fell through. But in the end, the village community members and the village board decided that they wanted to keep their own local police department. And I think those questions need to be asked to those from our board members to their board members to say, why did you guys decide to stay with it? And I think they're going to find out the local citizens want their local police officers there.
Now, I've heard it done with fire departments.
Yeah.
Where they contract out the different fire departments.
Yeah.
It's very expensive to run a fire department. Those trucks can be up to $1 million, those fire department fleets. And I understand it's an expensive thing to run a fire department. Yeah. So when do the citizens have a chance to bring their voices out?
So the next meeting is on August 12th. It's a continual committee meeting, and that's going to be at Village Hall in Sturtevant, 2801 89th Street. At 6 p.m. So if you keep updated on the village website, Village of Sturtevant website, they post their meetings. Now that meeting time may change. It may be 5:30. So keep an eye on that. But that is the continual meeting is where the board allows discussion to take place between board members and citizens to ask questions with that. So we're looking forward to that date because we're hoping that we get some answers about what is going on. What's that contract look like? And I know our citizens are going to show up. But we'll
picturing? I'm picturing those meetings that some of the lawmakers are going through and they hold their town hall meetings and it's a chaotic free-for-all.
Yeah.
People just scream. I wouldn't hold a town hall meeting if I knew people were going to scream at me, but they do it.
Yeah, and that's our plan, you know, not to cause chaos in there, but we want it to be civil and stuff. But we want the citizens, because this is their decision, right? Like, this is their choice if the police department or not, or it should be their choice. They have to be the ones that want to ask these tough questions to these board members to figure out what's going on. How does this benefit the village? How does it not? I'm confident that all of our officers at the Sturtevant Police Department will find jobs elsewhere in Wisconsin, right? I have confidence that we have such high quality officers that they have the ability to find those jobs if this goes through. But this is bigger than us, I believe. I think this is a citizen issue at the Sturtevant Police Department. Do you want local police or do you want a county agency to come in? Which that county agency, right? We got Interstate I-94 right there. They got the city of Racine. Is the county agency always going to have a squad in Sturtevant like they promised, or are they going to be assisting in the city of Racine or on an interstate?
Now, if somebody in Sturtevant's got an emergency or problem, they call. You guys are located right there within it, because Sturtevant's not that big.
No.
So you can, how long will it take the Racine County Sheriff's Department to have someone?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think that what... The problem is we haven't gotten much information, so a lot of that is still we have questions about. There's been a couple of posts on Facebook by village board members that have mentioned they were looking at having at least two county deputies that are on the road. So, yeah, there could still be, you know, there still is ideally somebody in the village under what they're proposing. But there's a question of, you know, if there's an incident on the interstate, are those cars going to be pulled up out towards the interstate? For example, another thing is just the coverage we have during the days, for example. During the week, you've got up to five or six, you know, when we're fully staffed, you've got up to five or six people that can respond to calls in the village. And that's a huge difference from the two deputies or two county squads that they're proposing. So, you know, I can't say for sure, but I would think that would definitely impact response time.
You have 11 full-time?
Yeah, we have 11 full-time and then three command staff. Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot of people just, you know, to say goodbye.
Yeah, and, you know, from what I heard, the sheriff's department is only, if this does go through, only looking to take on 9 officers, right? And like we talked about earlier, there's no guarantee that it's going to be 9 Sturtevant officers that they're going to take on. They're allowing us the opportunity to interview, but they don't have to hire on our officers for that.
You would almost think that would be done by seniority too. So the officers that are working in Sturtevant, let's say they end up getting a job with the sheriff's department, they're going to be at the bottom of the list, that seniority. And if those positions are done like that, there's a good chance those officers are never going to be actually assigned to Sturtevant again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, do you have any friends in the sheriff's department? Did you speak to anybody there and say, how do you guys feel about this?
Yeah, so I have connections, right, because I teach in the academy as well, Gateway Law Enforcement Academy. And through my connections with them, through recruits that come through that are now deputies and stuff, and even at the state level, I have received phone calls and text messages from deputies that say, we don't have enough coverage right now for our own areas. We don't need to be taking over Sturdivant, right? And take that for what it's worth from them. But when you have your own employees or deputies that are saying we don't want coverage in Sturdivant, that's a problem.
And the money aspect of this now, instead of paying the police officers, they're going to pay the sheriff's department.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to save money.
Yep. They are going to save money.
That's what they say by that. Yeah. So there's a couple things with that, right? Liz, they say they're going to save a certain amount. They have not given us that exact amount yet with that they're going to save year over year. But at any point, and you can ask around to contracted services, those fees that they initially give you are going to go up, right? Like every other fee that is out there, like your taxes, right? Have your taxes ever generally gone down a whole lot? Those fees are going to continue to go up that the sheriff's department's going to charge us. And then they can also charge the village additional fees for other services they provide, such as special events and stuff like that. So, and then additional coverage for extra patrols or traffic grants.
So when you do like the 4th of July fireworks in Sturdivant, which is a big deal.
Huge deal.
Yep. Then you've got to have extra police down there. It's going to be the sheriff's department.
Yeah. So we have, for example, when we do our 4th of July fireworks, you know, we've got 10,000 citizens that come in just for that, if not more. The park is completely full. We have all of our officers are in working that day for that. So that's 11 plus our 3 command staff. And frankly, we still need more for that. The question is the sheriff's department going to be able to provide that amount of people? Because then what's going to happen with the rest of the county? With their officers. So
in the remaining 2 minutes, I want you to speak now.
Yeah.
Not to me, but to the people of Sturdivant and the people of Racine. Mm-hmm. Tell them what's on your mind.
Yeah. So like we talked about, this is surprising. This is not something that we had anticipated. We had not heard about happening. You know, I ask the citizens of Sturdivant and then the citizens of Racine area, would you rather have local control or would you rather have an outside agency to come in and do your police services? Just look at the quality of service aspect of it. We are officers at the Sturdivant Police Department that live in your village, that have worked in your village for years, that know your citizens, that know your family members. We go to your schools where your kids are during the day. We do walk-arounds. We check on them. We do traffic enforcement. We are there for you. And ultimately, if the citizens want local control and want to have a say, because in the history of law enforcement, the police department is a representation of the general public. The general public dictates the direction that the police department goes. With local control, you get that. So for an outside agency, you're losing some of that local control aspect with it. You may not be able to get in contact with the person that you want to speak to about a case. Because of their caseload, your cases may get backlogged a little bit, maybe put on the back burner. Sturdivant, we're there for you. We're always around 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Officers are willing to help you out as much as possible, but we need to hear your voice. We hope you come out to the next board meeting, which is next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Village Hall. We want to see you there. We want you to ask questions. We want you to know what's going on in your local government because this affects you more than anybody else.
Is there a chance this can be turned around?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe so.
So it's not in concrete?
No. No, not from what we have been told as a union. I think we have a good shot that the village board, if enough people show up and listen and voice their concerns, that they go ahead and they do the right thing for the citizens and what their constituents want. After all, they're elected by the people. They should be doing what the people want for this.
And that's why we're asking that the village shares more information, and then we're asking that the public show up to these events. If you can't show up to the next meeting is August 12th. If you can't show up to that meeting, make sure you email your elected officials in the village and let them know what you're thinking. That's what they're looking for, is that feedback.
And if any board members want to come on the air too, contact me here at the radio station. We'll put you on too. Thank you guys for coming in.